We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
After the All-Star break, we kind of focused on the starting staff. You know, we lost Duffy and Singer right out the break. It's like, okay, like, we really need to pick it up. Like, we need to be consistent all the way through. That was our one goal for the second half, just be consistent. We've had really good starts in the first half, and we've had followed by some bad starts. So it's like, constantly rode that roller coaster. It's like, we got to stay the ship. And I think, you know, Mike set the tone early coming out of the break, and then I think everyone just tried to follow suit. And I mean, as you've seen, I think we put up seven quality starts since the break, which is huge. And I think, you know, that's always going to help winning. I mean, our offense has been who they are all season. They've been really good. Our bullpen's been really good all season. It's like, I feel like it's time for us to pick it up as a starting staff, and I think we've done a really good job. And seeing Chris go out there and dominate last night against a really good lineup, and, you know, Mike doing the same thing the night before I pitched, you know, it's exciting, and we're trying to feed off of each other, trying to just constantly build on each other. You know, I feel like we're tighter now than we have been all season, and it's a lot of fun.
Royals pitcher Brad Keller normally joins us Tuesdays at 9:35, but he joined us Thursday this week, and had a start on his birthday as well. So he joined us yesterday on the show. But I thought a really, like, honest assessment of where he was, where this team was in terms of underperforming.
Yeah.
Right? But also him making the adjustment and how he has made the adjustment to pitch where he is now. A lot of film review with Cal Eldred. Found some very specific things he was doing, which they thought earlier maybe weren't a problem, but turned out they were a problem.
They were the problem.
And now they've adjusted, and you're like, okay.
Right.
Yes, you wish some of this stuff they'd been able to rectify earlier or hadn't happened at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, he's back to my known category now, which is very good. I mean, he was in my known category before the season started. Like, if this, and this break, I know I have this, and this. And the known category would have been Brad Keller.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, reassuring and what have you. Okay, he's back to your known category. Stay in that category, right?
Right.
And then we can delve into some of the other things that need fixing, but at least Brad Keller's on the perfect direction, it sounds like, right now.
Well, and it also, man, I hate to correct the guy. It's now like eight straight, you know, consecutive starts of really good, you know, quality starts from this staff because of what Carlos Hernandez was able to do yesterday.
The technical quality start isn't quite the run, but
right.
You see it with the eye test, like the turn through the rotation plus.
Yes.
Has been very, very good.
It's been very, very good. And that's how you win at the big league level. I mean, Josh, it's no secret that the Royals are, what, 9-3 in their last 12 games, right? And the reason they're 9-3 in their last 12 games is not because of, you know, Salvi hitting some home runs. Obviously the offense is producing a little bit more now, but that starting staff isn't giving up anything. I mean, Carlos Hernandez yesterday was as filthy as you'd ever seen. Daniel Lynch on Sunday was as filthy as you ever did see. I mean, you talk about Mike Minor and how gross he was this week, and then how just, you know, awesome you saw out of Brad Keller this week. Like, all of those guys that took the ball for this team to start a game were freaking nails. And if you get starting pitching like that consistently over a 162-game season, you're going to end up in the postseason. Now, you're going to have your ups and downs. That's where your bullpen picks you up. That's where the offense picks you up. That's why it is a team sport, because everybody tries to pick everybody else up. So you're going to have those moments where the starting staff isn't there, but the Royals are going to need the starting staff staff the pitch like this more often than not if this organization is going to be a contender. You're not going to be able to rely on the big fly and winning games 14-12 and things of that nature. You have to rely on your starting staff. And if your starting staff even pitches close to this consistently next season, the Royals will win the division. It'll be not even close because of the starting pitching.
I mean, I know he's said, well, the offense has been doing what they've been doing. I'm
right.
Like, okay, I'm not fully counting on the offense all the time.
No.
It's got to be starting pitching.
It's got to be.
Yeah. And it's got to, I'm not saying, hey, just put together 15 straight starts. Not even the role they're on right now is like more than satisfying. Like if you're getting those types of roles with your starting staff, I mean,
yeah.
That's exactly what you want. Feed off one another, become contagious. They're doing all those things they're supposed to be doing. Again, too little too late for this season.
Sure.
But I'm trying to find some things now that says, okay, it's not a complete lost, even heading into next season as well. Brad Keller is heading your rotation next year. You're still in good shape.
My biggest concern, though, is will it carry over? Because we've seen this in the past, right? I mean, we've all been scorned by this, Josh,
I feel like
in
this
the
wasn't,
past, right?
I feel like with Keller anyway, that this wasn't like, I can't handle the moment.
Right.
It was, I was mechanically doing something wrong.
Correct, yeah. Not essentially tipping his pitches, but he was only using one side of the plate.
This wasn't, now some of it, he's admitted with us as well. Again, he's very candid when he's on with us. It's fantastic. But he admitted some of it was like, all right, I'm doing a better job of like forgetting the last pitch,
mm-hmm.
Controlling damage within an inning, per
right.
se.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that is mental, but I think a large part of it was, here's what you were doing mechanically.
Right.
Now you got that fixed and you're on your way.
And you're ready to roll. And that's one of those things. And he talked about it with us yesterday, kind of creating that muscle memory, you know, kind of creating that habit now of doing this the right way, because for the last month of the season, it's truly worked. And my biggest concern, as it always is when this team gets hot at the end of the year, is can they carry it into the next season? They have not shown recently that they're able to do that. I'm hoping this year that the successes that they experience over these last couple of months individually are things that they remember, things that they commit to memory, things that become muscle memory, things that become habit. So when we go into next season, we're not going, oh, I forgot about that, or I can't do that anymore. You've got to figure out a way to carry this forward and to carry it through the offseason and into the start of next year. Because again, going into 2022, much like 2021, a lot of fans made snap judgments after that first month of the season, and we were excited. You have got to get off to a good start in 2022 again. And then maintain that.
Yeah. And again, this would be self-serving, but this would be the perfect season to have something like this happen as well, where the Royals are out of the mix,
mm-hmm.
right? Season kind of toast in July.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That sucks. I don't like that. I don't like that about baseball.
Right.
I would prefer, yeah, I'd love to have my team say, hey, you're good enough to compete for an entire 162 and let's go.
Right.
But the fact is, parts of it have been great.
Mm-hmm.
Parts have been very good. Parts have been very, very bad. And I would like there to be a way where teams can hang around longer
right.
to make it a more interesting race. And I think I've been in favor of setting up a similar system to what you see at some minor league levels where you play a first half and a second half.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a long season, but you got something to play for in the second half if you didn't have a good start to the season. Brad Keller seemingly was in favor of that type of plan.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really good idea. I think, you know, that's one thing that they do in the minor leagues, and, it gives teams life in the second half. Like, you might not play well out of the gate, and that kind of, you know, ruins your first half, but you start picking up steam, and then the second half you take off, and then you carry that momentum into the playoffs. Like, it's any team's race at that point. Like, I think that's a really good idea.
Thank you.
You know, it's... Especially because, like you said, you know, like it gives you something to look forward to in the second half. Like, we can come out here and really play really well, but, you know, say we were down so much in, you know, the first half, it doesn't really matter. You know, we didn't quite make it. And so I definitely think last year was a lot of excitement because of the expanded playoffs.
Yeah.
I think it'd be really cool if they expanded it a little bit more, because, I mean, there's going to be good teams this year that don't even make the playoffs. Like, or they'll be in that one game wild card game and, you know, might not be their day and they're out of playoffs. So it's the playoffs is a really tight race. And, you know, I think for a team that like us, I feel like, didn't get off. We got off to a great start, then, hit a little lull there in the middle of the season. And I feel like we're playing a lot better now. Say we continue this ball, like, we want a chance. And, I don't know how it'll all shake out, but I think that's a great idea if we can, do a little first half, second half winners. That'd be awesome.
I think it would be fun. I think it would spice things up a little bit. It'd be less about what he says, like, oh, we're going to have some good teams left out of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I understand that I don't really feel that way necessarily. Like, oh, this is to help those teams that were going to be left out. It's more, let's keep some excitement in the second half for teams that took themselves out of a shot to have a long, full summer.
Right.
You are in a way rewarding the shorter haul versus the longer haul. I get that. But hey, you can keep more fans engaged. You keep more cities engaged, more fan bases engaged. If there was a way that the season wasn't over now for half the league.
Well, and that's what it is. I mean, 15 roughly of the 30 teams. Now, the Yankees will say they're still alive based on the move that
they've clearly indicated they think they're alive.
But they're still very far back, with only 2 months to go. It's going to be a tough haul for them to get there. They're going to have to play unbelievable baseball over the rest of the season to get into the postseason. So half the teams right now are essentially going home, and that's not good for the overall growth of the game. I mean, the three of us were talking this morning about some plays that were made last night in baseball that are just unbelievable. But if you're checked out, you're not even watching the highlights.
Ryan
of baseball
asked me,
right,
I think,
now.
Three different plays. Maybe Ryan was two, at least two, maybe three different plays. It's like, did you see? Did I answer no?
No, the answer is no, because the Royals aren't involved in the postseason chase, so you're not paying attention.
Yeah. And I think it does zaps the rest of baseball out for me. I'll watch the Royals. I'll pay attention to the Royals. But everything else, like, my team's not in it.
Right.
I'm kind of looking for individual things with my team right now. And that's about it.
I mean,
that should be bad news for baseball. Attention to what's great in baseball right now.
And you're not. And I don't know why baseball has been so wedded to having few teams into the postseason. I mean, like, expanding to the wild card was like moving the earth for that organization. And I think right now where you see the NFL even expand, playoffs. We're talking about a college football playoff, so the SEC can get Texas in. I mean, you've got like all of these leagues that are expanding the postseason because they understand what fans want. I mean, nobody gives a rip about college basketball except for Selection Sunday in the first round of the NCAA tournament and maybe the Final Four. It's about the postseason. It's about games that matter. And if baseball is still going to continue to force 162 regular season games down everybody's throat, then they need to figure out a way to expand the postseason and give people meaningful games and keep cities engaged that are otherwise not engaged. Again, half of the teams in baseball right now are basically eliminated from the postseason, and you have 2 months to go. Imagine rolling into November 1st and having half of the NFL eliminated from the playoff chase. That's unheard of. Everybody in the NFL is still alive with 2 months to go in the season.
Well, except for the Jags
and the Browns usually. But for the most part, every team is still alive going into the month of November.
Well,
they're always in the hunt. Right.
For better or worse, the NFC East last year.
Right. I mean, exactly. You kept
it as bad, a bunch of losers still in that thing. So, yeah.
As bad as the Giants were, you're watching the last week of the season as a Giants fan, hoping
maybe
the Reds, got a chance, right? You don't have that in baseball. And that's what baseball needs to get to. They need to do things to grow the game, to grow the interest. Because last night alone, the young players are really taking over this game. The third baseman for Milwaukee, Urias, had a play that – he's in foul territory, and he used the grass as a way to get the ball to first base in a way that I've never seen before. Iglesias for the Angels has this play at shortstop where he charges the ball with his glove and flips it behind his back to second base to get the out. Vlad Guerrero hit a shot in Boston last night that still hasn't landed. You have great young players doing great things in this game, but if you're a city that is already checked out because your team isn't playing well and doesn't have a chance for the playoffs, you're missing all of this stuff that is going on, and baseball needs fans to be engaged and to be able to grow the game.
Trade deadline comes this afternoon.
I should be the commissioner of this thing. I really should.
Trade deadline comes this afternoon. You're going to be an NFL coach, I think, first. I mean, you got quite the pecking order.
I think I can have more of an impact on being the commissioner of baseball than I could be on an NFL head coach. Mm. Are you telling me I couldn't do a better job than what Rob Manfred has done for the game?
Well, I think the problem is getting still everybody on the same page, which I think we do make it very. I'm not saying the commissioner is the greatest thing in the world or right. anything, but getting everybody on the same page would be a nightmare.
Yeah, but I could. I would make sure of that. I would be in each individual city working with people, like having people skills. I don't think Bob Bamford does.
Building the trust between the players and the teams at this point in time might be a massive thing to overcome.
Yeah, so. I could do that. I mean, I don't see like what the hurdle is on this. Like, you just have to be nice, open, and welcoming and say, let's go. Let's get this done, man. Bring cookies to the table. Maybe have a couple of cocktails and get people on the same page.
Snow cones. They build bridges.
Whatever it is, man. I'm a bridge builder, man. I'm a uniter.
Okay.
Major League Baseball is stupid for not hiring me. I'm being blunt about that right now.
I'm sure you are.
they're stupid for not having me part of this process to bring these teams. I've got a lot of good ideas that Major League Baseball is missing out on. Now, they could steal them from listening to the show, but I think
they may.
Yeah. But I think right now, Major League Baseball, I pity the fool at Major League Baseball that doesn't want to bring in me.
Don't know how to segue from there, but we'll give it a shot. The trade deadline comes this afternoon. Royals sending Danny Duffy to the Dodgers in the first deadline move that they have made. Duffy still on the injured list right now, but the Dodgers are going to take a shot on him to help in their maybe rotation, probably bullpen. They acquired Scherzer yesterday too, so yeah. I'm not sure what that means. They're loading up basically for their run, so they take on Duffy. The Royals have to send some cash as well for a player to be named later. Someone had asked, "What does that mean? Why don't we know anything?" Well, essentially, to kind of boil it down, you know, the Royals will have a list, the Dodgers will have a list,
right?
Dodgers will say, kind of, here's who's available. Royals will say, well, here's who we'd be interested in. You see if you can compare the lists. Could be incumbent a little bit upon performance as well at the end of it. And at some point in time in the future, they'll agree on a name. But the names pretty much are there.
Right.
They each have their list of names. And it might not have, as Vern told us earlier, probably won't amount to much.
Right.
But they did make the move with Danny Duffy. We'll see if that's it. Dayton Moore discussing last night after the trade of Duffy, what will happen at the deadline.
We want to make sure that, you know, we are as strong as we possibly can be in 2022. The players that are on our team with expiring contracts, we will continue to listen and see if there is an opportunity that presents itself that brings value back for our organization for now and the future. But we're continuing to listen. I wouldn't say there's a lot going on at this particular time. I mean, we're open and listening, but you know, we expect, I don't want to trade Mikey Meyer. I don't want to trade Whit Merrifield. I don't want to trade Carlos Santana at this. I mean, I some of the guys that have perhaps some strong value out there. There is the one thing, as we all know, if you're able to acquire a major league player at this stage of the season, that is a big, big deal. And it's a big get, you know, for a contending organization. And then when you bring back, you know, prospects, there's a huge amount of risk for that. They're minor league players for a reason. It's because they're not good enough to play in the major leagues yet. And so there's risk involved there. And so we understand that. We respect that. I believe greatly in Rene Francisco and Lonnie Goldberg and all of our scouting people and J.J. Piccolo to produce prospects through the draft internationally. We're going to rely on their judgments. And as we continue to make our farm system strong, somebody had said the other day, I think we have 6 players now that are in the top 100, that's nice to hear. And we think we have more guys on the horizon that we feel comfortable with. But I think we're pretty disciplined with what we want back in terms of players, if we're ever going to deal some of our major league talent. And right now I don't see us doing that.
I think the translation is we got enough prospects.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Be a pirate.
Not just from that one, but like over the last couple of weeks, I just feel like and when he was discussing the draft and the smaller minor leagues now and where to kind of stash these prospects, they don't want to block any of their prospects. I felt like, wow, they really feel like they're in a good spot in terms of their really their depth at the minor league level as well. So it's not just about quantity, but they believe in the quality. Mm-hmm. And again, it has to manifest itself with the major leagues. I get it. Okay. Absolutely, because I've been in that camp too. Like, you can accumulate all the prospects you want. They don't get the majors. It ain't, it doesn't matter. Uh-huh. But it feels like for the first time that they're like, well, we don't have to scramble to get three guys in a deadline deal trade to stash at the minor leagues and hope a guy turns out. Like, they feel like that they have a really good group in the minors at the various levels, and maybe for the first time. I mean, they sound as confident in the minor leagues as I've heard them sound.
More confident than when Hosmer and Moose were coming up, it sounds like to me. And I think it's not just them that's confident. It's around Major League Baseball. You heard Dayton talk about in his press conference last night about Baseball America being, you know, six of the top 100. That's one of the top teams in baseball. You may six out of the top 100. No, that's one of the top. I think the top team was like maybe the Rays, and they have seven or something like that. So the Royals are not far off from being the top team in Baseball America's prospect rankings at being number six. They've got six of the top 100 prospects, and for an individual team to have that many in the top 100, that's saying a lot about what the outsiders believe of your organization. It's one thing for the people inside the walls to believe that we got some really good guys, but when you start to hear it from the outside, it just does carry more weight because they are an unbiased observer of what's going on. And that's just the way everything in life works. Your parents tell you to do something, you ain't buying it, but if somebody on the street tells you, like, oh, I heard it from that guy, it must be good. So Baseball America right now is really chirping highly about what the Royals have in their minor league system, and I feel like they're just quietly laying in the weeds of saying, all right, we've got enough young guys in the minor leagues. Again, we can only have 180, and we want to keep some veteran talent on this team next year to kind of meld with the young guys that are going to be coming up from the minor leagues next year. And so we're ready to roll. You've still got to have some veteran bats in your lineup next season, not Soler, but you still like to have a guy like Carlos Santana in your lineup next year, Whit Merrifield in your lineup next year. You'd still like to have Mike Minor in your rotation to kind of be a stable veteran force for a lot of these young players. So to me, it does make sense not to trade these guys if they have time remaining on their contract, because they can be very valuable assets, not just to help you win, but for some of these young guys coming up to transition into the big league level. How important James Shields was for this team.
I mean, I know we got the deadline coming today, and a lot of people are like, sell, get rid of that. I just don't see a lot of value like in return. Like, you're still going to be trying to use some of these pieces, even if you don't believe next year is the year to go time. You're going to need some of these pieces at the major league level.
Right.
And I just can't, you know, part with a whole bunch of these for some random unknowns that I just don't think you're going to. I mean, you traded Danny Duffy, and I love Duff.
Right.
Love Danny Duffy. You had to send money and Duffy.
Right.
And get back something that probably won't be of much value.
Right. But you did it as a solid for Duffy.
Right. Right. Yeah. But what do you expect to get back for anything else then?
Right. Exactly.
Duffy was pitching great this year. Granted, the injuries have said that, but you got like one player to be named later back. Mm-hmm. You're just not going to get a ton of value for it. So it's like, I'm not going to dump everything and just completely dynamite it to not get anything in return anyway.
You know, and I think, you know, fans sit back and they see all these trades happening and, you know, four prospects going to the Cubs for, you know, Rizzo from the Yankees or whatever it was. And a friend of mine from Chicago texted me yesterday, oh, we got two of the top 10 prospects for the Yankees. And my response was, and you'll never hear from them again. The Yankees have never traded a good prospect.
Hope one of them pans out.
Right. Yeah. But the Yankees have never traded a good prospect at the trade deadline. It just doesn't happen. Most teams are that way. You're hearing all these names being thrown about right now. But if these guys were really that good, they would not be part of trade deadline deals.
He's in the mix, but I want him and some others to want to grab it. Next.
Just keep that confidence, bro.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
USA! USA, USA. I was like one eye watching women's soccer this morning, Bob. As you know, I had it on the television.
Yeah, it's on. I've been keeping an eye on it too. The shootout was fantastic.
This looked like a fantastic match. It looked like it was like fast break basketball, up and down and up and down. The United States getting past the Netherlands in penalty kicks.
What if Netherlands did win? Would we be chanting N-E-D?
N-E-D. Ned. No, we probably wouldn't mention it. Probably wouldn't even mention it,
yeah.
But the U.S. women's team onto the semis at the Olympics.
Who is the goalie? Is it Alyssa Nair? Is that her name?
Alyssa Nair.
Nair. She was fantastic today. We were kind of watching the game. She's the hero.
She was standing on her head, man.
I mean, she was awesome.
From what I saw, she was just diving everywhere.
Every time I looked up, she was making an incredible save.
Oh, yeah. My God. They get Canada.
Save two penalty kicks.
Take it to Canada.
Yeah, the last penalty kick that she saved, man, she had that thing timed perfectly. You and I both threw our arms up and celebrated right away. Like, what are you guys doing in there? Oh, we're watching this. We're watching Alyssa make saves, man.
Us?
She's the hero of the day.
And Mahomes.
Yeah, Mahomes tweeted right after it as well.
We're kind of looking at her watches going, Isn't it practice time?
Should he be out of the practice? Did they delay practice right to watch the Olympics out there today?
So he may have.
He's going to buy the U.S. national team next? What's going on here?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Yeah, he's going to buy in.
Something you can do?
Visa and Patrick Mahomes, your official sponsors of the U.S. Olympic team.
That's right. Yeah. So congratulations to, say her last name again?
Nair.
Alyssa Nair. Congratulations to her. She's the star of the day, man.
It was ridiculous, it looked like, from the portions I was trying to watch. Looked like a super entertaining game. 2-2 after regulation and overtime, and then the U.S. wins on penalty kicks to advance to the semifinals.
Are we going to get the I don't like penalty kick crowd coming out to determine games?
That's a little bit me, so I probably shouldn't do that.
No,
so.
You can't. You had the opportunity to win it in regulation, right?
Yeah.
You know?
No, but I wish there was a different way to do it, but you played long enough. Like,
How much longer can you play? Because this game could never end.
Yeah, you play 120 minutes. I feel like you gotta conclude it somehow.
We gotta get on the gymnastics, man. I'm sorry. we got the rowing to get to. We gotta end this thing.
Yeah, beach volleyball is up next. Actually,
a lot of stuff going on.
So yeah,
men's beach volleyball at that.
Yeah,
they are sweaty. Well, it's hot over there in Tokyo.
It's like a Top Gun scene.
The other thing that we're talking about from the Olympics is like Tokyo lied about what their weather was like at this time of year to everybody. Did you see that story?
I saw that story, but how can that be?
I mean, Google.
You couldn't look at a climate map.
You don't have the AccuWeather map.
Just taking their word for it.
Historic temperatures.
Oh, the weather's going to be great. Yeah,
okay, fine, sure. And whatever you say. How much money did you pay me to say the weather's going to be good?
Because the story was phrased like that Tokyo lied about their weather. I'm like, couldn't we fact check? Didn't anybody fact check this beforehand?
I mean, they keep track every day historically. Like, you could have called Nick Bender at Channel 9 and said, hey, what's the weather normally like in Tokyo this time of year? He could have typed something into the weather computer, and it would have popped up and would have told you in like 6 seconds what it was,
Is there a farmer's almanac there or something they could go to and
You can look at past history?
Looks like there's going to be a typhoon. We probably shouldn't do this.
Now, how stupid are people? I mean, honest to God, how stupid are people? Well, Tokyo lied to us about their weather. Look it up.
I didn't understand that story.
What's it like here? I'm planning a vacation to so-and-so this year. What's it normally like that time of year there? Is this a good time to go? You hear it all the time. Well, it's not good to go to the Caribbean during hurricane season because you may get a hurricane, right? Mm. So I would imagine they keep track of that kind of stuff. The Olympic committee is just so
dumb. The surfers seemingly loved the typhoon anyway, so I guess it was great.
Yeah, it works out well for them.
Like, it was just fine.
I mean, this says the average temperature July and August in Tokyo is, it's Celsius, but 72 degrees.
Celsius?
72. No. This is Fahrenheit. Oh. I did a quick conversion. 72 to 79 degrees.
Somebody would have asked that question, too. Celsius?
Yeah. At max. So, 24 to 26.
That's been hotter than that.
Yeah.
But it is hotter than
that. So it's been unseasonably warm.
Right. Yeah. So they didn't lie about the weather. It's a heat wave.
Yeah.
What are we having here right now? This is not normal.
And if they did lie about the weather, I think you could figure it out.
You could figure it out. So they said it's normally 72 to 74. Ryan just played, it's normally. Well, we got a heat wave this year. It's not lying. It's a heat wave.
Speaking of the heat, Chiefs wide receiver Byron Pringle is ready to handle it.
For me, it's not tough because I've been working out in my garage down in Florida, and it get pretty hot in there. And so I'm kind of used to it. I'm not going to say I'm used to it. Not for this long period of time, but I'm kind of used to it. And plus, I'm from Florida, so the heat feel good to me. I love the heat.
He's been working out in his garage.
His garage.
Just crack the garage a little bit, Byron. It doesn't sound very safe to work out in that warm, super warm garage.
Even today, in the last couple of days, I told you yesterday when I walked out of the garage, usually it gets a little bit cooler, you know? No. It is a heat wave.
He dropped some weight. I guess it goes without saying he's working out in his garage. It seems like the two should go hand in hand, but he dropped some weight in the offseason.
My girlfriend had to make my meals. So I cut out the dark meat. I cut out, I love these things called a pizookie at BJ's restaurant.
Those are delicious.
I love those when I'm back home, and I used to get one every night on my way home. But other than that, it's just the sweets, the cookies. That's about it. I don't really drink pop like that, so that wasn't no big thing.
Pizookies?
That's right.
What is a pizookie?
You've never pizookied?
No.
What restaurant does he get a pizookie at?
It's called BJ's.
BJ's. Yeah. I've seen that place advertised before. Maybe
a pizookie.
But I don't believe we have any in the
like
metro.
It's like a brew pub.
Yeah.
They do their own beer, and then they've got food and everything. But they have these things called pizookies. They're like a cookie smushed into like a mini pizza pan. And then they bake them, and then they put ice cream and chocolate syrup on.
So this man is eating one of those every night.
I would assume he's getting the mini pizookie.
Sounds fantastic.
I had a pizookie. I couldn't finish it.
Did you have the mini or the regular?
I had the regular.
Of course
pizookie.
You did. Yeah. Did you share with the table?
We did. We split it.
All right.
We got two different ones.
Yeah. All right.
Do sound terrific.
Yeah, it does.
One a day.
I had the cookies and cream pizookie. It was tremendous.
One a day. I'm worried about his blood sugar. I am. I mean, that's a lot. You said ice cream, whipped cream, chocolate syrup.
Well, then he goes out to that hot ass garage of his. He's out there lifting weights. Hot boxing it in the garage, I guess.
What
was your key to losing weight this offseason? Well, I cut out the highly sugared
pizookie.
I stopped eating a pizookie every day.
And I worked out in my enclosed, super warm garage.
Yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't sign up for that?
I'm in. Where do you sign up for this?
Pringle thinks he can contribute a lot as a returner.
Oh, I'm eager. Because coming out, I wanted to do it. But eventually I got injured, and it set me back. And then my second year, I didn't have a shot. And then last year, Coach Toll threw me back there my first game against Denver. And I think I can contribute a lot in a special team role as a returner.
All right. Mm-hmm. I like you contributing a lot as a special teams and a returner. I do want to hear one of these guys say, I'm ready to be that next wide receiver, though.
That's right.
Because Mecole Hardman didn't really say, kind of put himself with the group.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard Byron Perrin kind of put himself with the group.
Maybe that's being politically correct.
But I want one of these guys to say, I want to go grab this job.
I want this job. This is my job, and I'm going to take it.
I don't want there, and I think the reality of it is probably is the three of you.
Yeah.
Pringle and Hardman.
And Robinson.
And Robinson. Yeah. Probably is the three of you, but I'd really like someone to be really definitive. Like, yeah, no, there's an opening that Sammy Watkins left us, and I'm going to go grab it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of waiting to hear that someone kind of pound their fists a little bit and say, I'm going to go take this.
Right.
I'm going to take this job because I think it would be important for, I thought there was an opportunity for that last year. I thought the disappointing part from that role last year was there was an opportunity to step in, and there wasn't someone that went and grabbed that job last year.
Right.
Because I wanted it to be super definitive when they cut ties with Sammy Watkins. Aha, this guy is it.
Right.
We
still don't know who that guy is. And, you know, I think we all have the guy that we're secretly rooting for to be that guy. I've always been rooting for DeMarcus Robinson. I think he has shown some great signs over the years. He's never had a complete, you know, 16-game season, but he made a great play on the first day of training camp where I looked at it and went, wow, that was impressive. Between two defenders, went up, twisted his body, came down with it, caught the ball. I'm like, wow, that's a great play. I'm also secretly rooting for Mecole Hardman, but I don't know, Josh, if there's anything that Mecole Hardman can do that would allow people like Ryan, who are bitter towards Mecole Hardman, to just accept Mecole Hardman, except do the unthinkable, which is something that hasn't been done ever in the NFL.
I'm not bitter towards him.
Well, I think you are, though. I think he's one of those guys, and we all have that player, right? No matter what he does, you're going to be like, eh, whatever.
Well, forgive me for having expectations for a guy that you traded up to get and then gave me the excuse of, well, we needed a Tyreek Hill clone, so we couldn't have drafted this other freak of nature named DK Metcalf.
Well, I just think one doesn't go hand in hand. I don't think if you know, I'm trying to think of a way to say that. Who knows? They would have taken DK Metcalf. Maybe they just missed on DK Metcalf like everybody else did in the first round of that draft. I mean,
it's fair to say they missed on him. But you moved up. You said, we need a wide receiver. We don't know if Tyreek will be here. Let's take Mecole Hardman.
But I think you're putting unrealistic expectations on Mecole Hardman to where no matter what he does, even if it is a really good season, you're going to look at it and go,
that's not true at all. That's not true at all. I mean, we have had plenty of opportunities here in Kansas City for Mecole Hardman to step up and grab that job. Like, we shouldn't be going into year three with Hardman saying, I don't know who's going to be wide receiver number two.
We haven't, though, because of we had – you know, Sammy Watkins there.
Because Sammy Watkins wasn't gone plenty of people opportunities.
But as Josh, I think, put it very eloquently when we started talking about this, when you still have that presence of Sammy Watkins, the internal thoughts in your mind are like, he's always going to be there. He's going to be the number two. I don't have an opportunity at that. And that's why,
The mentality you want out of a football player. You want the guy to say, hey, here's my time to shine, and I'm going
to
make you say, Sammy who? And
you'd
he
like
didn't.
See it.
Not one
no.
point
no.
did he
Nobody
ever
did.
Make you do that.
Nobody
you know,
I
did,
want, that's what I'm saying. I
yeah.
want. I want it to be. I want that somebody.
Well, sure, but
somebody there to be more definitive about.
Sure,
it.
Sure, but like I don't have the same expectations for Byron Pringle. I don't have the same expectations for DeMarcus Robinson. Like, I think that at one point we did, and those had kind of waned too. So I wouldn't say I'm, you know, just salty towards Mecole Hardman. I think that I have higher expectations, and he's continued to miss those.
Okay, but it also goes back to the like, are you okay if Carlos Hernandez becomes the number one pitcher on this team for the Royals just because he wasn't drafted in the first round? But would you be okay if Byron Pringle be okay with him being the third wide receiver
sure.
just because he wasn't drafted
Let's go.
High enough?
Come on, man. He and
yeah.
I both love
yeah.
Pazookas
okay.
and
right.
hot garages.
Yeah, yeah.
Hot box in a garage.
I love a garage.
We like him, but the time is right to move on. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.